This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Lim, L-I-M, first name spelt K-I-M-N-A-Y. That is K-I-M-N-A-Y. Date of birth, May 10th, 1960. Date of evaluation, July 20th, 2023. Chief complaint, the patient is a 63-year-old Cambodian female who is status post-syncope. The HBI, the patient again is a 63-year-old female who was returning from Cambodia initially on a one-hour flight when she passed out, period. She had episode of vomiting and subsequently passed out, period. She was out for approximately 3-4 minutes, period. She then boarded a second flight to the USA, which was a 16-hour flight, period. She had no complaints during the flight, period. 2 weeks ago, she noted episode of chest pain. Chest pain is worsened with deep breathing, period. Chest pain sometimes occurs with palpitations, period. Past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, metformin BID, rosuvastatin daily, aspirin daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father with diabetes, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 112/58, pulse 74, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 114 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 68 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female who suffered a syncopal episode prior to boarding a longer flight from Cambodia to the USA, period. The patient had no other symptoms at the time, period. However, she did note some nausea and vomiting, period. It is certainly possible that she experienced a vasovagal reaction, period. She has chest pain, which is worse with deep breathing, and I wonder if she has a pulmonary embolism, which was related to her initial travel history from the United States to Cambodia. Again, this would have been an approximately 16-hour flight, period. The chest pain is not consistent with angina, period. The patient has continued with some numbness of the extremity, period, and further reports headache, period. The ongoing headache is of unclear etiology, period. The plan will obtain an echo to evaluate valvular function and heart function, period. In addition, will perform stress tests to rule out for ischemia / CAD. She should have CT angio to rule out pulmonary embolism, period. She should further have CT of the brain to rule out her new onset headaches, period. Would consider starting her on Eliquis following her brain scan, period. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kim Nae Lim. Thank you.